said, President, we need a National Guard. We need as many men as you can spare because we are killing the Patriots. So call the dogs off. Send the National Guard, please. They need emergency help.
That ball hit hard. Stretch. Austin Jackson back looks up. You can put it on the board. Yes. Back to back, Jack. And it is 4-1.
On that ball. Jackson has it. The All-American tight end is going in. And Oklahoma takes the lead on a 71-yard touchdown play.
I was going to rip his heart out. I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one can stop me. Lex is a conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody as ruthless. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from Air Force. There's no
Yo.
One.
Welcome back to the Fix Sports Podcast, which is the realest, blackest, and funniest sports podcast you have ever heard in your entire life. I'm coming straight from the south, going down, audio shop talk going in your ear holes, brought to you by yours truly, Joseph Ward, right here on Freedom Train Network at www.freedomtrainradio.com, where we just do what we do, man. Successful podcasting, successful black people, many different topics, many different things, but specifically here on The Fix, this is the realest, blackest, funniest, and most successful sports podcast you have ever heard. We are the number one sports podcast in the nation. Don't let nobody else lie to you. I don't care what numbers they show you. They lie because they were skewed by the white man. See that? White man always got the need to be number one. I'm trying to be over me. No, but it really ain't going down like that, man. Welcome back. Now, last week I lied. Most so misspoke. Last week was episode 5 of The Fix. This week is episode 6. Real episode 6 for real of The Fix Sports Podcast. As I was putting my podcast post together, put it out, I was like, damn, I thought I was on 6, but I was only on 5. But this is 6, and this is it's going to be an interesting episode, and it's going to be an interesting podcast moving forward because we got that Rona. That Rona didn't hit everywhere, even though Patrick and I then told y'all about coronavirus when they first started talking about it in January. As a matter of fact, we got a post, a podcast that we dropped on January 21st, Freedom Train Podcast Series. We dropped on 21st about that coronavirus. So we've been up on it on this network. So make sure y'all go check that out, Freedom Train Podcast Series. The date was January 21st. We talked about the coronavirus. So, but remember that the Fix Sports Podcast is brought to you by On the Shoulders of Giants. And On the Shoulders of Giants brings you African history at the fingertips and on the go through our On the Shoulders of Giants African History Curriculum app. The On the Shoulders of Giants African History Curriculum app is available on the website at www.ontheshoulders1.com or www.ontheshoulders.org. Remember, there's the On the Shoulders of Giants book series, the On the Shoulders of Giants blog, the On the Shoulders of Giants YouTube channel, the On the Shoulders of Giants nonprofit organization, the On the Shoulders of Giants online course, which is available on Patreon at patreon.com/OTSOG. And you can bring On the Shoulders of Giants into your organization, schools, classrooms, settings, family reunions, whatever you need. Give African history information, educational class, keynote speaking, lectures, whatever you need from On the Shoulders of Giants. They can give you information, whether face-to-face or digital. Once again, all you got to do is visit the website at www.ontheshoulders1.com. And remember to support them on Patreon at patreon.com/OTSOG. And while you're getting your Patreon on supporting stuff, make sure you support this here Fix Sports Podcast on Patreon at patreon.com/TheFix. Because that's the way you get the video for this. My video is back. Video is back. And if you want to see me getting wilding, doing my thing, see this video and all other cool stuff that we got available for y'all, you got to become a patron. Then we could definitely use your support on the Freedom Train Network, but especially here for the Fix Sports Podcast, because that's how we improve what we do. With the help of you all my listeners, all my patrons, because of you, we can fly high. So if you feel it in your spirit to want to donate to the Fix Sports Podcast. Don't hold back. Go to Patreon. I said, don't hold back. I said, go to Patreon. I said, don't hold back. Go to Patreon. / the Fix. Oh, yeah. So, what are we talking about today, Willie? All right, so today on the Fix Sports Podcast, we got some topics. So, HBCU Spotlight, we're aiming at Hampton, three lady pirates from Hampton basketball team who picked up Big South awards. Remember, Hampton's no longer in the MEAC, in the Big South. So, shouting out these ladies for picking up these Big South awards. HBCU News, we're talking about the 2020 HBCU NFL Combine, which has been postponed due to coronavirus. Maya Moore, remember a couple shows back I talked about how Maya Moore has set out the last couple of seasons to help a falsely convicted man, you know, get out of prison. And it worked. He's getting out. So we're going to shout her out for that. Going to give you the latest on the updates to the NFL substance abuse policy. I'll tell you more about that. Bring you up to speed on the latest on the Dak Prescott contract, because Dak, so far that we know, Dak hasn't signed anything. Of course, coronavirus here, so, you know. Charles Barkley and Draymond Green beefing, so we're gonna get into them, too. We're going to do a little straightening on Draymond, though. I get you defending yourself, but, you know. We're going to actually talk about the coronavirus and its effect on sports and sports shows, ESPN, all these things, plus the Fix Sports Podcast. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about one thing that led to a lot of these shutdowns is Jazz forward Rudy Gobert actually testing positive for coronavirus, but the actions and activities that led up to him testing positive for the coronavirus is what all the buzz is about. And my weekly rant don't have nothing to do with sports, but my weekly rant gonna go to this dumbass girl who decided she wanted to cuss me early in the week. She wanted to cuss me because she's stupid. So I'm gonna give you the whole story of why this motherfucker wanted to cuss me and why her dumbass is in my weekly rant. Now, I'm going to immortalize your dumb ass for trying to cuss me with your stupid ass, girl. But you know how we do. You know how we do. We start with that HBCU Spotlight. That's ya. So Hampton players pick up Big South awards, right? So The Big South Conference, they announced its 2020 Women's Basketball All-Conference teams on Monday, and Hampton came away with three honorees. One time for the Hampton Pirates. So, yeah, sophomore Lauren Van Arsdale was the first team. She was the first team selection as well as an all-academic selection. One time for Lauren Van Arsdale. Senior Ashley Bates was named to the second team All-Conference squad and earned her second straight Defensive Player of the Year. Right. And while freshman Nyla Young was an all-freshman selection. One time, ladies. So Van Arsdale, she's averaging 15.2 points, 3.4 assists per contest, and was named Box Throw National Player of the Week for the week ending February 16th. She had 20-plus point games in 7 games with 6 more assists, with the season-high 31 points against Longwood. Not against this Longwood. Okay, she finished first in scoring and was second in assists on the team. In the conference, she leads in minutes played play and minutes played in his fifth in scoring, sixth in assists. Bates, her second honor after averaging, Bates gets her second honor after averaging 13 points a game, two assists, three assists, and five rebounds this year. She was named Big South Conference Player of the Week once. Bates had three 20-plus point games and seven games of five-plus steals. Damn. With a season high of 27 points against USC Upstate, she finished first in steals, second in scoring, and was third in rebounds on the team. In the conference, she led the conference in steals with 3.4 steals a game. She's 10th in scoring with a 13 points a game and 17th in rebound, which with 5 points a game. She was 2018-2019 Big South Conference and Defensive Player of the Year. That's what's up. She became the first back-to-back winner of the Defensive Player of the Year award since 2013 and third in league history to pull that feat. So that's what's up, Ms. Bates. That's what's up, Ms. Bates. Ashley Bates. So the freshman is Nyla Young, right? So Nyla Young is averaging 12.7 points a game and 7.1 rebounds per contest as a freshman and was named Big South Freshman of the Week three times. She had six 20-plus point games and recorded 10 double-doubles in the season with a season-high 30 points. Against who? Longwood, who ain't that long. She landed 11th in scoring with 13 points a game and 7th in rebounds with 7 rebounds a game in the Big South Conference. Hampton returns to action in the 2020 Hercules Tigers Big South Women's Basketball Championship, which was most likely, maybe not, canceled due to coronavirus. And the game is against Gardner Webb. So I have to double check to see if that game actually happened because of that Rona. Oh, yeah, and from now on, I'm not, for the most part, I'm going to be calling coronavirus that Rona. So, you know, if you black, we're calling it that Rona. Right. So that's a good question because I know now, especially after the Utah Jazz shut down that game. And I get to more down on the NCAA, but I wonder who all got to finish certain championship games before that Rona spread really, really got big, man. So, hey, man, we got to know what's going on down here in that hood, baby. Down here in that hood, baby. Splash, splash. I said the women got to get that splash splash on you. Ooh, ooh. And, man, y'all give it up one time for Ashley Bates, Lauren Van Arsdale, and Nyla Young. Y'all put y'all hands together. Ashley Bates, Lauren Van Arsdale, and Nyla Young, three women on the Hampton Lady Pirate basketball team. Sophomore Lauren Van Arsdale, freshman Nyla Young, the senior Ashley Bates, Lauren Van Arsdale, first team all selection. Ashley Bates, second team all selection. And Nyla Young, all freshman selection. Balling out, all three of these ladies balled out. They're top 10, top 15 in these categories in points, scoring, assists, and steals. All three of these ladies doing their thing, balling out, doing it how it's supposed to do. So, when I'm guessing, you know, when action resumes, these ladies going to get back to doing their thing. Dropping them buckets, splash, splash. They wet on your face, not wet like in sex, but that shot, bam, wet all up in your face, all up in your face. Well, that was our HBCU spotlight, man. So y'all know how we close this thing. God, make it feel real. For that HBCU spotlight, that shot. Gotta go down there and get them ghettos that shot with the HBCU spotlight, that shot. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. I'm talking about. Yeah. Do you know what I'm talking about? I said, do you know what I'm talking about? It. All right, so HBCU news. So apparently, the NFL has created what is now and forever be known as the HBCU Combine. And I'm guessing that these are for the HBCU players who wasn't invited to the original Combine. And you're creating something specifically for HBCU players to get more looks at more HBCU players. Or, let's just keep it 100. HBCU players are rarely invited to the Combine, even if you are exceptional. Now, they do get invited, but not as much as they should. So I'm guessing this is the NFL trying to save face or look better in these times to have an HBCU spotlight. So the HBCU players can have a chance to get in front of NFL scouts a little more in addition to their pro day. So let's read a bit. But, of course, this was canceled by that Rona. Fuck you, Rona. So the following draft-eligible players have been invited to the inaugural HBCU Combine, which would have been held in South Florida on March 27th, 28th, but postponed because why? That Rona. So teams can interview participants on the evening of March 27th. On-field workouts will take place during the morning of March 28th at the Dolphins practice facility. A final schedule and roster of the Regional Combine Invitational will be released later that date. So just give you this is a list of the players who were invited to the HBCU Combine. Jeremiah Abbey, an offensive lineman from Southern. C.J. Anderson, a defensive lineman from Jackson State. Kristen Angulo, a cornerback from Hampton. Kyle Anthony, a wide receiver from Howard. Manessa Bailey, a wide receiver from Morgan State. Frank Ball, an offensive lineman from Virginia State. Solomon Bassett, a defensive lineman from Lincoln. Elijah Bell, a wide receiver from North Carolina A&T. Jordan Bentley, a running back from Alabama A&M. Donald Boone, an offensive lineman from Cholin. Demontrez Burroughs, a wide receiver from South Carolina State. Thomas Burton, an offensive lineman from Tennessee State. Brandon Carswell, a defensive lineman from Delaware State. Justin Cates, a defensive lineman from North Carolina A&T. Nigel Chavis, a linebacker from Norfolk State. Robert Cummings, a safety from Benedict. John Cyrak, an offensive lineman from Morehouse. Deshaun David, a tight end from Bowie State. Craig Evans, a defensive lineman from Langston. DeAndre Francois. We all know who DeAndre Francois, Florida, former Florida State Seminole quarterback from Hampton. He was invited. Keanu Gonzalez, an offensive lineman from Shaw. Tyrell Goodwin, a defensive lineman from South Carolina State. Sterling Hammond, a safety from Virginia Union. This boy named Jodeci. Come and talk to me. I really want to combine. Can I talk to you? Ooh, really want to know you. Oh, here we are again at that combine, man. I want to know what it is to block for my quarterback. Yeah. I really want to make it to the NFL. Cause I wanna be a lineman and go from there. So Jodeci Harris is an offensive lineman from Southern. Joshua Hill is a safety from Alabama State. Jordan Jones, tight end from Prairie View A&M. Rico Kennedy is a linebacker for Morgan State. Calvin Lunkin is a linebacker for Southern. Ian McBurrow, a linebacker from Morgan State. Joseph McWilliams, a cornerback from Grambling. Jalen Morton, a quarterback from Prairie View A&M. Kevontae Moses, a tight end from Shaw, Solomon Muhammad, a linebacker from Alcorn State, Darrell Nash, a linebacker from St. Augustine, DeJure Nesbitt, a cornerback from Tennessee State, Stephen Newbold, a wide receiver from Tennessee State, Marcus Pettiford, an offensive lineman from North Carolina A&T, Taylor Porter, a running back from Arkansas Pine Bluff, Bobby Price, a safety from Norfolk State, Nyree Quinterly, a safety from Norfolk State, Jimmy Robinson, a wide receiver from Bethune-Cookman, Chris Brolin, a wide receiver from Tennessee State, Darius Royster, a defensive lineman from North Carolina Central, Echavius Simmons, an offensive lineman from Tennessee State, Darius Skinner, safety from Winston-Salem, Ryan Stanley, quarterback from Florida A&M University, Jalen Stewart, defensive lineman from Arkansas Pine Bluff, DeWanna Tucker, running back from Prairie View A&M, Deshaun Waller, running back from Alcorn State, Marcus Williams, wide receiver from Florida A&M, and John Wilson, a cornerback from Savannah State. So these are the invitees to the 2020 HBCU Combine as soon as it gets rescheduled. But everything going down to that Roma. All right, man, so Maya Moore, the hero. Maya Moore, great woman. My wife, I'm going to keep saying it, speaking into existence, but my wife, Maya Moore, is a great example of what a great human being is. Somebody who uses her platform for good, for real good, and not just out here talking. A lot of athletes out here just talking. They ain't doing shit. Maya Moore ain't talking, but doing all the work. You heard me. So, a couple shows ago, we talked about how Maya Moore set out the 2019 season and was willing to sit out the 2020 season to help overturn a man who was wrongly convicted. And this article is in celebration because the sentence was overturned. Maya Moore, definitely a great hero, great woman. So Maya Moore is a force to be reckoned with on the basketball court. The two-time Olympic gold medalist and NCAA champion is one of the greatest athletes in the WNBA, straight up. Fans and colleagues were shocked in February 2019. Still in her prime, Maya Moore decided to sit out for the year instead of playing with the Minnesota Lynx. So I'm guessing if everything get going, she could rejoin the Lynx this year because the sentence has been overturned. The reason for her departure, Moore had found a new path. She wanted to turn social justice into action. In a Jefferson City, Missouri courtroom on Monday, Jonathan Irons learned his conviction was overturned by a state judge with the WNBA star behind him. The inmate, with Moore's help, was appealing a 50-year sentence for a crime he claims he never committed. Judge Daniel Green issued a ruling that vacated the guilty verdict, ordered Irons to be released from a maximum security prison after 23 years. The case was plagued with problems from the beginning. Irons, tried before an all-white jury, was charged with burglary and an assault at a home in the St. Louis suburbs. An officer interrogated Irons alone and failed to record the conversation. Judge Green's decision Monday hinged on fingerprint evidence that had not been divulged by prosecutors in Irons' initial trial. The fingerprints found inside a door that would have been used to exit the house did not belong to Irons or the victim. Kent Gibson, Irons' lawyer, argued that the state had withheld the evidence that validated his innocence. Moore, who originally paused her basketball career to assist Irons with his case, said she would extend her hiatus for another year, skipping another season with the Minnesota Lynx and a chance to play in the Summer Olympics in Tokyo. It is so sweet to see the redemption that comes from stepping away and giving what I had to in this case, Moore said to the New York Times. It feels like we're holding up that Final Four trophy, but there's still a couple of steps. Irons and Moore, who have become close friends, met in 2017 through Moore's family through volunteer work in prisons. When asked about the reversal of the verdict, Irons told the New York Times over the phone that Moore saved my life. I would not have this chance if not for her and her wonderful family. She saved my life, and I cannot say it better than that. The Missouri Attorney General's office declined comment on the case. So that's all that this article has on it. But shout out to Maya Moore, man. We got to give a round of applause. Y'all stand up and y'all put y'all hands together. Give a round of applause for Maya Moore. Put your fist up for people like Maya Moore. Mr. Irons gets to go home. Mr. Irons gets to go home. That is beautiful. After 23 years in prison, Irons gets to go home. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shout out to Maya Moore, man. That's incredible. Like, I don't even care if she don't, even though I'm a big Maya Moore fan, so I love to see her play. But I don't care that she's sitting out for this. Hell. Sit your thing, I don't care. Even though I would I love to see Maya Moore on that court. I love to see. I know the Minnesota Lynx love to have her out there because it gives them a better chance to win. The Olympic team gives them a better chance to win. I'm not sure everything's moving forward, even though it says that Moore originally paused her basketball career. She said she would extend her hiatus another year, skipping another season and a chance to play in the Summer Olympics. So. And of course, we're gonna see what happens to the Olympics with this Rona. This Rona affecting everything. But shout out to Maya Moore. If you didn't know about that, now you know. Now you know more details. I tell you, we're gonna keep it up. Maya Moore, beautiful person on the inside and out, and I can't wait to see you, meet you in person. So shout out to you. Thank you for everything that you did for Mr. Irons. Thank you, Maya Moore. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. Another reason why I'm bigging this up and talking about this and highlighting this is for everybody out there who feel like you want to do something to help people, just do something, do what you can. But also for people who are athletes or celebrities or entertainers who have platforms, this is a way to use your platform, especially at something you know you're not an expert at. Stop all the talking and start doing more. Get active in your community. Do things. Or use your money to help others who are in the communities doing things. That's how you can do it. That's how you can make things happen. Shout out to Maya Moore. Shout out to Maya Moore. Make me love her even more. So let's keep this thing moving. Because I told you that the NFL has new CBA negotiations going on right now. They have been paused for a bit, maybe slowed down because you know you can do conference calls and things like that, but they were meeting in person about going over the new collective bargaining agreement, getting all the negotiations and everything in place. So one of the things that'd be a part of all this, and it should be brought up because it's going to happen anyway, is tweaks to the NFL substance abuse policy, especially in regards to marijuana. So, if the proposed new CBA collective bargaining agreement is ratified, the NFL will no longer suspend players for positive tests for marijuana or other substances abuse. While this CBA includes a harsher PED and PED performance enhancing drug policy, the new substance abuse standard will focus more on drug treatment. But the NFL still does have a contract with Big Pharma, so that's why NFL has to find a way to. They're going to still try to find a way to push those pills because they have that contract with Big Pharma. For everybody who gets to see this video, look at this shiny-ass bald head. This a fresh-ass bald head, man. You get me to get the video, see the fresh-ass Khalid Muhammad shine on this bald head. I just shaved my head this morning. Fresh-ass shave. The fresh-ass shine. That Khalid Muhammad shine on that thing, you heard me? But anyway, one positive drug test would not equal a penalty. Instead, only moving players to stage two of the substance abuse program. Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk notes, fines will commence beginning with the second positive test, ranging from one game check for two positive tests to three for four positive tests. Players not in the drug program will only be tested for non-marijuana substances of abuse once between April 20th and April 9th each year, non-marijuana. Jason LaCanfora of CBS Sports tweets, this CBA would slash marijuana testing from its April to August window to a two-week period, with weed suspensions being virtually eliminated. So stop screening for it. Don't test for marijuana at all. Shit, you waste your time. If you ain't go suspend nobody for the damn thing, you're just trying to move people in these programs and stuff, stop testing for marijuana at all. But things are getting better. Players will only be suspended for not cooperating with the testing procedure or the clinical care that comes in stage two of the program, and even that will take some doing. Only for a fourth violation of this nature would bring a suspension for 3 games. For a player to be suspended for a season, it would take 7 violations for the testing procedure or clinical care. Season-long bans for substance abuse suspensions of any kind will become quite difficult to earn. However, the players already suspended for substance abuse under the 2011 CBA may fall into a gray area. It is not yet clear if the likes of Josh Gordon, Randy Gregory, or Martavis Bryant will have their statutes cleared up and be permitted to return to the league. Even Justin Blackman or Darrell Washington, who saw PED bans lead to years away from the game, will fall into this category. But the proposed CBA, all but removing substance abuse suspensions, opened the door to past violators being given green lights to return to action. Having missed all of 2017 and 2019 seasons because of abuse, Gregory wants to play in 2020. And Randy Gregory, right, for Cowboys and stuff. So they're working on this. It's steps in the right direction to eliminate all marijuana related suspensions and testing from the NFL. I get it with teams not wanting their players to be blinded out. I get that. But marijuana used medicinally and used responsibly and used to help alleviate pain is better than players being hooked on them goddamn narcotics, them opioids and stuff that they want to give everybody. People don't need to be hooked on them opioids and them narcotics and shit. But this is if the proposed new CBA is ratified, players do continue to fight for the best overall deals with the CBA. I know people try to put pressure on the players. Well, you got to think about this, you got to think about that. NFL players need to quit their bullshit, come together, learn to come together from the highest paid to the lowest paid, come play together, put things in place to be able to protect yourselves as you go into negotiations. Because one big glaring weakness you always have is there's too many players and everybody not being on the same page. But in a minute, across a lot of these professional sports, you're going to be able to smoke weed and be straight, not have to be harassed because you smoke weed. But you can be a fucking alcoholic and nobody cares. Isn't that backwards? And I understand the laws had a lot to do with it, and the laws have a lot to do with this, but it's always been on my mind that shit's crazy. Like, we know alcohol can fucking kill. You can drink alcohol one time and fucking die. Like, fucking die. But it's legal, so nobody have a problem with people drinking. But you want to smoke a little weed, and motherfuckers act like you can commit a crime because you want to blow a joint. See, I like smoking weed, shit. Damn. But that's the latest on the NFL substance abuse policy. Anything I hear more, I will keep you abreast during this time of what's going down. So talk a little Dak Prescott with his contract, right? Dallas Cowboys have proposed Dak Prescott a guaranteed contract with the value of $103 million. As far as we know, Dak has not signed the contract, and the two sides, Dak and the Cowboys, not on the same page. So trying to keep everybody abreast on the situation and what's going on moving, especially all my Cowboy Nation. Shout out to everybody part of Cowboy Nation. Shout out to Cowboy Nation. You heard me? We're going to the Super Bowl this year. So the deadline for teams to use the franchise tag is this upcoming Monday, and this article was put out. I don't know. So I'm guessing it is this upcoming Monday, though. I'm thinking it is. So I believe so. So this upcoming Monday, however, the Dallas Cowboys still haven't made an official decision as to whether or not they will use his Pro Bowl quarterback. They will use his Pro Bowl quarterback, Dak Prescott, even though there were talks that there, you know, after the after $103 million contract was offered to Dak, it was speculation that the franchise tag may be used on Amari Cooper to keep him around. So it is highly unlikely that the Cowboys will let Prescott reach the open market. He's entering the prime of his career and will force teams to have a bidding war if he becomes available for the taking this past season. He threw for 4,902 yards and 30 touchdowns. God damn, I didn't know he threw for that much. Damn, he almost threw for 5,000. With the new league year only a few days away, ESPN reporter Jeremy Fowler shared the latest on Prescott's contract negotiation with the Cowboys. Unfortunately, the former fourth-round pick, it sounds like he'll receive the franchise tag. Dallas made a second contract offer in early March. I'm told since there's been minimal contact between the two sides, which is a bit of a concern. Y'all motherfuckers need to talk and get this shit worked out. It appears this is heading toward the franchise tag for Dak Prescott, Fowler said on SportsCenter. Sunday is big because assuming the CBA passes, the Cowboys would know exactly how much money they can spread and they can try to hammer out a deal over the next 24 hours. So hold on. So this is a tweet from Jeremy Fowler yesterday at 1:37 p.m., he's saying from at SportsCenter, the NFL's current draft plan, how coronavirus affected Washington's detailed scouting plan for Tua, and a crucial Sunday for Dak Prescott and Cowboys after minimal contact date. So that was Jeremy Fowler. This is a tweet of Jeremy Fowler showing what he reported for SportsCenter yesterday. So I'm going to find that and see what more information I can find. But Prescott isn't the only marquee player that Dallas needs to re-sign this offseason, right? So, Mark Cooper, Byron Jones are free agents this year as well, but it should be noted that the latter, Byron Jones and Cooper is expected to sign elsewhere, or Byron Jones is expected to sign elsewhere. Despite the fact that Prescott is heading toward the franchise tag, the Cowboys can still negotiate a long-term deal with him. So, the clock is ticking for somebody to make a decision. We got to make this happen, Jerry Jones. I'm talking directly to you, Jerry Jones. We got to make this happen. That bullshit, we got to make this happen with Dakar. We need our quarterback. We need our pieces together because I believe we can make a Super Bowl run with the pieces that we have. Just a little tweak here, a little tweak there, but the core, we need to keep our core together before it costs too damn much. All right, Jerry Jones, we need to keep our core together before it costs too goddamn much. Because it's only going to be so long we're going to be able to keep the game together. So we got to make as far run as we can while we got the game. So we need everybody in place, Jerry Jones, because if not, we can't do what we need to do. If we can't do what we need to do, then what we here doing? Don't tell me the Dallas Roughnecks or the Houston Roughnecks or the Dallas the XFL team, don't let them try to make the claim for the best team in Dallas or the best team in Texas overall. We them boys. Cowboy Nation. High five them Cowboys. All right? So, man, let's get it together, man. Let's get our pieces together. Jerry Jones, sit your ass down. Let Mike McCarthy coach. Let's make this thing happen, man. So something that I found funny, and I found, hey, I'm here for it. I want to talk about it. It's Charles Barkley versus Draymond Green. So Charles Barkley and Draymond Green this past week have been having a war of words. I think it started when Charles Barkley said he compared Draymond Green to the least popular member of a boy band. Says he thinks all the girls are screaming for him, and like, no, they're screaming for Justin Timberlake. You're just in the band. And the comments came after Green said he would take Barkley's job as TV analyst, calling Barkley not smart enough, not qualified. So some of the things. So let's read a little more. So Draymond Green and Charles Barkley have launched into a new round of verbal jabs, this time after Green threatened to take Barkley's job. So Draymond Green was talking about he can take Charles Barkley's job at TBS, which everybody, or TNT, wherever he at, everybody know Draymond Green can't. Draymond Green, though, a very, very, very important piece to those three championships that the Golden State Warriors won. Very, very, very important piece. Golden State Warriors would not have won without Draymond Green. He's probably the second most important player, or the most, or second most important player on that team. But he wasn't the best. And Draymond Green can't hold a candle to Charles Barkley's career on and off the court. Even though Draymond Green is an NBA champion, Draymond Green can't wash Charles Barkley's draws. He's not good enough. So let me start there. Let me set that. Like, Draymond Green can't wash Charles Barkley's draws. Because Charles Barkley is on a whole nother level, a whole nother plane when it comes to basketball than Draymond Green. Draymond is a good player. Charles Barkley is an all-time great. It's the difference between a good player, somebody who's going to, I believe Draymond Green is going to be a Hall of Fame because of how he fits into the team, the contribution and things that he brought to the team. I believe Draymond Green will be a Hall of Fame. But Charles Barkley is an all-time great. All right, so the comments came after Barkley on TNT Inside the NBA roasted the now 15-49 Golden State Warriors and made fun of Draymond Green for getting ejected with a triple single, digit stats in three categories. Green responded the next day by saying Barkley was unqualified to talk about basketball, jabbing Barkley for not winning the championship. Man, please. Now, from what people are saying, Draymond Green is a very intelligent basketball player, basketball savant as far as his intelligence goes. And that's needed. That's cool. But Draymond Green, you're not in the conversation with Charles Barkley. Draymond Green, when we talk about the greatest power forwards of all time, nobody will think about you. You're important to your team. But overall league, overall greatness, all-time greatness, Draymond Green, ain't nobody thinking about you. Trust me. Trust me. Nobody. Yeah, you got your three championships and you win the All-Star games, but it's because of where you were. You're a very good fit. But nah. Nah. I take Dennis Rodman over you, bro. Yeah. So he should stop before I take his job. This is Draymond Green. Green told reporters on Friday, if he keeps talking, I'll take it sooner than he thinks. He probably should be quiet. Also, he also can't talk basketball to me either. Not smart enough, not qualified, no rings. Can't sit at this table. Barkley on Tuesday shot back with his own amusing quip, comparing Green to the least famous member of a boy band. He's like the guy in the boy band who's the least important, Barkley said. He thinks the crowd is cheering for him. He doesn't understand. He's standing next to Justin Timberlake. He's the least famous person in the boy band. He thinks he's a star, and he's not. Barkley continued. He's lucky to be in the boy band. He thinks all the girls are screaming for him. And I'm like, no, they're screaming for Justin Timberlake. You're just in the band. Enjoy being in the band because they're never going to have any hit singles. Green and Barkley have had a rivalry for some time. During the 2018 playoffs, Barkley said he wished someone would punch Green, calling him annoying. After Green invited Barkley to say it to his face, Barkley apologized. Later during the playoffs, Barkley asked then Warriors forward Kevin Durant if Green is as annoying in person as he is on television. Durant invited Barkley to go speak to Green in the Warriors locker room. On Tuesday, Barkley said his jabs at Green have been playful. Draymond Green is a nice guy. I like Draymond. He's a good player. He's a nice guy. I like messing with him. Barkley isn't worried about Green taking his job. First of all, he don't have a face for TV, Barkley said. He's got a face for the radio, so he's not going to get my gig on TV. So that's Barkley. But I'm just saying, like, Draymond Green is good for what he brought to the table, but Draymond Green can't mess with Barkley. He can say Barkley can't sit at the table, but yeah, right. Anybody know anything about basketball, already, who's seen both players play, it's not even close. It's not even close. So I'm here for the beef. I want to see what they keep saying. I'm always here for the crazy, especially when it's lighthearted beef and they serious. When they get serious and all that stuff, they can have that. But if it's lighthearted play for beef and stuff, I like to be in on that. So yeah, man, Draymond Green versus Charles Barkley, but we all know Draymond Green. Yeah, you're not messing with Charles Barkley in his career. Come on, bro, you're really not messing with Charles Barkley and his career. You're not Draymond. Draymond, you are not the man, Draymond. You are not the man. Did your mother not like the name Draymond and called you Draymond? So, all right. Coronavirus, aka that Rona. That damn Rona.
Rona.
Right. So we don't know what the hell is going on with that coronavirus. But let me start with this. A lot of things are being shut down now because of what happened with Rudy Gobert, the Jazz forward Rudy Gobert. Now, the NCAA tournament originally was going to play without fans. Duke and Kansas both said they ain't fucking with the NCAA tournament. They weren't showing up. So Duke and Kansas, on top of the Rudy Gobert situation, I feel caused the NCAA to call the tournament for right now. So most sports leagues have called it for right now. Wait about two, three weeks, at least 30 days to see what's up with this room. But let's start with this Rudy Gobert thing. Because my homeboy Pat asked me earlier in the week, should Rudy Gobert be ran? There are a lot of people who are mad at Rudy Gobert. I'm particularly not mad at Rudy Gobert. Rudy Gobert, if you don't know, he was found positive for coronavirus, but found positive for coronavirus days after cracking jokes about having coronavirus and touching stuff, touching microphones, equipment in the press conference, in the locker room, you know, having fun, cracking jokes, touching stuff, and actually unintentionally transmitted coronavirus to his teammate, Donovan Mitchell, so we believe, and may have, and he's come in contact with plenty of other people. So we have no idea how many people Rudy Gobert came in contact with over the last 2 weeks, and we don't have any idea of how long he's had coronavirus in his system. All we know is the Jazz was about to play the Oklahoma City Thunder. They was about to play them Tuesday and Wednesday of last week. I was watching NBA, and the Pelicans game was coming on, and everything was shut down because they found out that Rudy Gobert tested positive for that coronavirus. And so a lot of that was reported by Sham Sharana. And a lot of people are upset with Rudy Gobert, saying he's careless, he was immature and all these things. But how are you careless in it if you don't know you have it? That's my argument. I'm not saying whether he did it right or wrong. I'm just saying people got coronavirus jokes. Let's stop acting like nobody got coronavirus jokes. Coronavirus jokes are out there. Coronavirus jokes are just as prevalent as HIV jokes or other jokes. Coronavirus jokes are going to be out there. I can't really be mad at somebody for having jokes about the coronavirus unless you are trying to demean people who have coronavirus. That's where the line is drawn. But if you just got general jokes about the coronavirus, I can't be mad at that. Me personally, I'm just saying. I'm not saying I'm right or wrong. I'm not saying anybody else is right or wrong. I'm just telling you my position. So I don't really believe Rudy Gobert's actions were immature and careless. His actions were the result of it, his actions were unfortunate. I would say he was immature and careless if he knew he had it and was doing that shit. Now, if you know you got the coronavirus and you're going around touching stuff and all that, then that's different. That's a bit different. Knowing you got that Rona from not knowing you got the Rona. right? And so Rudy Gobert has been issuing apologies. People are mad at him. We're wondering what the chemistry is like with the team, because he was touching a lot of teammates and playing around with teammates and things. And he's not necessarily being drugged by the sports media. I don't know if other media outlets are trying to take shots and drag him, but I'm going to be the one who kind of take a different approach with this, because Rudy Gobert initially was going to be my weekly rant because I thought he was intentionally touching motherfuckers. But once I learned that Rudy Gobert had no idea he had it, I couldn't, in fairness, put him in my weekly rant because he didn't know he had it. And I had to be consistent with my ideas and thoughts, and I don't want to be a hypocrite. So I don't want to come one way then come another way. Like, I don't think it's immature. I don't think it's childish. It's unfortunate. It's not safe. It's not the best ideas. It's not the smartest. But it's more so unfortunate than anything. And now Donovan Mitchell, his teammate, has the coronavirus and it's most likely got it from him. And so now, because of that, he's told the whole NBA is shut down for 30 days. Beginning Tuesday or Wednesday. So the NBA is shut down. And given there's always should be a 14-day incubation period or 14-day period to allow incubation to happen if you think somebody has been exposed to the coronavirus. Because after 14 days, we'll be able to find out what's going on. There's testing. There's coronavirus testing. I will say this about coronavirus. Do your research. Do your own research. Research your research. Source your sources. Try to get as many credible sources as possible. Stop listening to every Tom, Dick, and Harry in the street. Stop listening to every Tom, Dick, and Harry on the podcast. COVID-19 is real. It's out there. You got conspiracy theories, all these different things are happening. I am a conspiracy theorist. I have my theories. I'm not going to share them on here. I want to be responsible. So do your research. Wash your hands. Wash your hands, your face, before you come in contact with other people. Stay as sanitary as possible. Remember coronavirus, and this is from information that I've researched from health professionals, disease professionals, that it's spread through the droplets. It's not airborne. Coronavirus is not airborne. Spread through the droplets. So sneezes, coughs, more so sneezes and coughs and things like that through the droplets that can come out. And that's more so how coronavirus is transmitted. The people who are affected the most are those who are elderly people and people who already have autoimmune complications or immune system complications. Those are people who are affected the most. Young people, not really affected that bad, especially young people with uncompromised immune systems. Yeah, I said it right the first time. So, Rudy Gobert, man, it's unfortunate what happened. He's remorseful. And I would be too. I would feel sad. I would be remorseful if it was me. I would feel bad, especially if I fucked around and gave it to my teammates and wasn't even trying to give it to my teammates. Like, I really had no intention. It would mess me up. And I would call Donovan Mitchell every day, apologize. That's just me. But I don't think we should jump down his throat. I think this is a time we need to be supporting people. But it's lesson learned. Lesson learned too. If you're going to have Rona jokes, don't be touching shit. Because people still going to have Rona jokes. If you don't have your corona jokes, keep it verbal. Don't be touching shit. If you think you may have corona or any other diseases or illnesses, stay away from people. Isolate yourself. Don't try to be the expert on coronavirus. Study and learn as much as you can and research your resources. Make sure your sources are credible. Don't just be taking stuff from any Tom, Dick, and Harry, something that sounds good. So with that being said, now, like I say, that led to the shutdown of NBA, shutdown of NCAA tournament, shutdown of hockey, shutdown of anything NFL had going on, combining ESPN. It affects ESPN. It affects Fox Sports. It affects NBC Sports, all the sports. So it affects this Six Sports podcast, because now it's like it affects the Olympics, Olympic trials. It's like, as sports podcasters, what the hell are we going to talk about? But luckily for me, I'm entertaining, and I can find shit to talk about. Now, a lot of things, but also I'll make sure I take the time to educate you all as much as possible on the coronavirus. So I know next show, I will go more in detail on what the coronavirus is, spreading all these things here, and how it, what kind of effects it would have on athletes, because that's what I'm curious about. People who are athletes who are in shape and healthy, how positive or the pros and cons of the coronavirus and all those things. But, you know, there's no live sports happening right now. So all we can do right now is give you as many updates as possible and be creative. I encourage everybody who has a sports podcast or any sports show, man, be creative. Be creative in your shit. That's the only way you're going to keep going in this time of this Rona. This Rona is everywhere. They done spread. That Rona done spread. So everybody like, oh, man, what we going to talk about? No. Because, yeah, it's going to slow shit down. I ain't going to lie. It's going to slow shit down. But things will still be happening. Movement, keeping up on the coronavirus. It's my job to keep y'all up to date on what's going on in the world of sports and the world of that Rona. So I will, because that's really my Rona update. That's my coronavirus update right now. So when I learn more, I tell you more. And when I learn more, I'll tell you more. But it's time for my weekly rant. And I'm aiming my weekly rant at this ignorant-ass, stupid-ass girl who decided she wanted to motherfucking cuss me the other day. Because this motherfucker got horrible communication skills. Maybe she was raised by some dumbasses. So I'm at work. We're coming back from an outreach event that we did at the city, next city over. So I'm driving the van. We get back in town. We get to our location where the vans and stuff at. I pull up in the parking lot. So one of the cats who with me before we left the other city went shopping. Get some water and some supplies and stuff, you know. Because in the city that we was in, people ain't really panicking for that Rona like that. You know what I'm talking about? So he was like, hey, man, pull up behind my car so I can unload my stuff real quick, and then we put the van on down to park it. So I pull up behind this van, but as I'm pulling up, I noticed this black chick in this black Toyota back then the parking space. I notice her, but I'm not really giving her my full attention because, hell, I ain't come here to notice her. So I park the van. I turn my head. I get out the van, or as I'm getting out, as I'm doing my thing, I see this motherfucker pull up to the van, and she just starts cussing. You motherfucker, now why the motherfucker would you pull your van up? Motherfucker this and why the motherfucker that? You motherfucker stupid. So I'm just looking at this motherfucker like, is you motherfucking serious? Is you motherfucking serious? You talking to motherfucking me like that? Me? You motherfucking cussing me? You cussing me like that? So I'm like, I'm trying to be cool. I'm at work. And I'm trying to be cool. I'm like, man, go on about your business now. Go on about your business, man. Take your little dumbass. Go on, man. I ain't say nothing to you. I ain't do nothing to you. I don't know you. Go on about your business. So she like, she yapping and yapping and yapping and yapping. I want to taste. So I want to throw a little jab. So I throw a little jab. I throw a little like jab, but I'm still in the vein of go on about your business, man. Go on about your business. And she like, so she flipped like, what gay? She started calling me a little gay bitch. Like, that was supposed to hurt my feelings, though. So, because that just show you what she is. So she thinking calling me a little gay bitch was going to hurt my feelings. So she's like, what little gay bitch? What little gay bitch? What little gay bitch? She's saying all that shit. So at that time, I'm thinking about the cat who with me, my supervisor. So I'm like, so at this time, my supervisor is part of the LGBTQ community. So I'm like, all right, if I go off at this time on her ass, which I really want to do, I want to embarrass this motherfucker. Like, that's really, I want to Mortal Kombat snatch this motherfucker's soul. That's really what I want to do. Verbally embarrass your dumb ass. I want three generations of your family to feel this shit that I'm about to drop on you. Verbally, because I know I don't give a fuck, and my vocabulary is way more extensive, and I could cuss better than you. So, but I didn't, because I knew that if I would have went off at that particular time, he would have went off, and both of our ass would have been got, we would have gotten in trouble. We at work making money, making something out of ourselves. We just came from back helping people, right? And this motherfucker wanted to come with this bullshit. So I pulled a van up. I moved the van up, ain't no problem. I moved the van up. But this motherfucker, So I moved the van up. So she ride off talking shit. Yesterday I was thinking, I should have yelled, let's follow her ass and jumped in the van. I should have did that. But, so I was thinking, what's the best way I can get back to this motherfucker? Now I was like, you know what? I'm immortalize her dumb ass on this podcast. So I don't know her name. So her name is going to be Laracha. And Laracha, I couldn't get you then, but I'm going to get your country bumpkin ass now, Laracha. You's a stupid motherfucker, Laracha, for cussing. I ain't do shit to you, Laracha. All you had to do was say, excuse me, sir. There's not enough room for me to pull my car, even though it was. Her little dumb ass just can't drive. But all she had to say, excuse me, sir, could you pull your van up a bit so I could pull out? It's not enough room. Ain't no thing but a chicken wing. But now you want to go stupid. So it got to be a different type of ain't no thing but a chicken wing. We have to smoke in the dungeon with the Mary Jane. It's your pimp, players, man, that he points all about testing your chest at the joint. No, I'm talking about outcast. So I ain't no thing but a chicken wing. Because it could have been cool. Now I got to go off on your dumb ass, Laracha. So fuck you, Laracha. Fuck you. First of all, fuck you and everything that you stand for your whole life. Fuck you, your edges, your eyebrows, your eyeballs, everything that little ragged ass car you drive. That's probably why she mad. Because she, first of all, she mad because she ain't shit. She knows she ain't shit. That's why, first of all, why she mad. Cause she ain't shit and she live a fucked up bum ass life. When you a bum ass motherfucker and you got a fucked up life and you mad at yourself because you looking in the mirror and you like, damn, I'm a bum ass motherfucker. I'm a bum-ass motherfucker. When you looking at yourself in the mirror like that and you can recognize how lame you are, you're going to be mad at everybody. But don't fucking take that shit out on me. I didn't do nothing to you. But now it is a fuck you, fuck your bum-ass life. I don't give a shit that you mad. I don't give a shit that you don't like your life. I don't give a shit about what's going on wrong in your life. You a dumbass. And you ain't had no business cussing me, so I'm cussing your ass back, and I'm immortalize your ass on this podcast. Lil Ratchet, you're going to become a ongoing character on this motherfucking podcast, because you shouldn't have motherfucking said shit to me out your motherfucking way, you stupid-ass hood rat, right? So fuck you, fuck your grandmother, fuck your mother, fuck your daddy, fuck your children, fuck the diapers your children wear, fuck that bonnet you wear on your head. Fuck them fake ass eyelashes you wear. Fuck the water you drink. Matter of fact, I hope you get ate out by a nigga with coronavirus. How about that, Laracha? Since you want to be stupid, I hope you get corona in your pussy. I hope you get the corona in your pussy, you stupid motherfucker. That's what I hope. So you call a nigga over, and he got that corona, and eat your pussy. And you got that Rona pussy. That's what I'd be hoping, because you a stupid motherfucker. Now, usually, I wouldn't say no shit like that to a motherfucker, but I've been holding this shit since fucking Wednesday. I've been ready for your ass. I've been practicing going off on your stupid ass since motherfucking Wednesday. Fuck you, Laracha. You don't fucking know me. Fucking cuss me like that. I ain't said shit to you. All you had to do is use your motherfucking words like a real motherfucking human being or a civilized motherfucking human being. But nah, Ratcha, nah. You want to be a stupid motherfucker. So fuck you and everything about you that you stand for. I want to throw some shit at you like the monkeys when somebody fucking with them and they get a pile of shit and throw it at somebody. That's what I want to do to you, Ratcha. I want to throw some shit at you, and I hope it get in your eyeball. I'm talking about some of that shit that got corn in it and some other undigested foods. Just throw it at you and hit your dumb ass in the face. Right? I bet you can't read either. I matter of fact, I know you probably can't read. You ain't got no fucking sense about yourself. Because the thing is that's even crazy about your dumb ass LaRatcha. And I'm talking to you, fucking LaRatcha. Fuck you, right? The thing is, what if I was a crazy motherfucker? What if I was looking for some trouble? What if I had that thing on me? You have no idea what you're doing. So you just think, well, because I get a feeling and something ain't going the way I want to, I'm going to just be an ignorant bitch and just open my mouth and go, man, how you know I wasn't the type of dude that snatched you out that car and fucked you up? You have no idea the type of person I am. Luckily, you cuss me, somebody with some sense, versus cussing somebody who ain't got no damn sense who would have probably fucked you up in this time of that Rona. Who would have fucked you up. Like you could have literally got hurt bad by somebody who didn't have no fucking sense. So luckily you cussed me, somebody with some sense. But unfortunate, you cussed me, somebody with a podcast and a mic and some fucking creativity, who would think, yeah, I'm not going. You drove off like a true punk ass girl. You a punk ass girl, cause you drove off. You had no contrition for anything you did. You thought you felt you was right. That's the crazy thing about all this. You felt you was right. You felt your actions were justified. That's why I feel like karate chopped you in your motherfucking head. So that's why I'm going to feel like being petty. Yeah, this is petty as shit that I'm doing. But guess what? I don't give a fuck because you stood and started this shit. So now I got to finish it, and who knows how I'm finishing. So you're going to be a recurring character on this podcast, LaRatcha. Anytime some dumb shit happens, it's your fault. Coronavirus is your fault because you brought it over in your pussy from somebody in fucking Wuhan. It's like your ass ain't never been to Wuhan, you broke ass girl. Your broke ass ain't. You so goddamn broke, you can't even get Wu-Tang shit over in America. You can't even get anything with WU. You broke ass girl. You stupid ass girl. That's why your edge is fucked up. I saw your fucked up edges. I saw them, and you got a big ass, wide ass, full back. You got back like goddamn Jonathan Ogden. You got a back like a pulling guard. God damn it. Feet look like Shannon Sharpe's. God damn it. You don't know me. Don't cuss me. I'm fucking cussing man with a microphone. Because I'm stupid. I'm crazy. And I'm creative. And now, you got to end up in the weekly rant on the sports podcast that ain't got shit to do with sports. But guess what? It's a sport to me. Letting your dumb ass have it is a sport to me. God damn it. You're built like a testicle. Damn it. Your body built like a testicle. Your face looked like a dickhead. How about that? Stupid ass girl. Yeah, the shit was so uncalled for. Shit was so uncalled for. Her dumb ass wanna just go the fuck up. This motherfucker went from 0 to 60 real quick. Pussy whole shit. I'm trying not to call her a bitch. She ain't like Gayle King. Gayle King is a bitch. Gayle King is a sellout black woman. This is an ignorant black girl who don't know no better. So I'm not gonna call her a bitch. Pussy hoe. Yeah. Bitch. Nah. Gayle King is a bitch because she know better. This girl is a pussy hoe. But what I do know is she lucky she caught me on a good day, because we're on the high note because we just got through helping people. We ate good. We chilling, man. Everything is good. We're going to go back to the office, get ready for the next day. And now our Broomhilda, LaRatcha Broomhilda, want to come cuss me. I bet you her pussy smell like hot Cheetos and prune juice. I guarantee you her pussy smell like hot Cheetos and prune juice. And somebody told her her pussy smell like hot Cheetos and prune juice. And now she got mad because she was on the phone with little Jimmy Lee. And Jimmy Lee like, man, come on, Ratcha. Come on, I don't really want to fuck with you no more. I mean, the head was all right. But then you took your drawers off, and that shit got my whole house smelling like hot Cheetos and prunes because your pussy spanked off. Why your pussy spanked off? Why? Huh? Why? Why your pussy spanked off? Why? So after that conversation, she wasn't getting mad, take it out on me. Fuck you, little ratchet. Go to hell. I'll throw something at your head next time. I would want to throw something at your ass at least. Splash your ass with some water. Goddamn, comb your motherfucking hair. Help you get your edges back. Stank ass. That's why your pussy smell like hot Cheetos and prune juice. Dumbass. Pussy whole girl. And that's the end of my weekly rant, because I ain't giving her no more time on this show. Man, y'all make sure y'all stay corona safe. Wash your hands. Follow universal precautions when it comes to hygiene. Washing your hands before you put them in your face. Keep your mouth off of kids. Stop kissing babies in the faces. This is not the time to be kissing babies and little kids in the face with this rona out. Especially y'all, some of y'all nasty ass adults who out there who eating ass and stuff, catching cum in the mouth, start kissing your kids in the face, male and female who eating and sucking, keep your mouth out these kids' face. Wash your hands, sanitize things, which you should have been doing in the first place. And stop buying all the dang tissue. Why are you buying up all the tissue? Stop buying all the tissue, stupid people, and stop being stupid people. Hey, man, Joseph Ward, this is the Fix Sports Podcast, man. I have no idea what I'm going to be talking about next week outside the coronavirus, but we're going to see, try to keep everything going, man. Shout out to Patrick Irvin. Shout out to the whole Freedom Train Squad, Shelby Davis, Queen Candace, Nick in September, Shakara Jenkins. Shout out to LaRapture for being a dumbass and helping me create a new character for my podcast. And so could I get the last laugh? And with that being said, man, shout out to Hampton Women, the Hampton Women who features in my HBCU spot. Like, shout out to them. Stay corona free, man. Stay corona free. Wash your hands and don't be the person who becomes an expert on coronavirus when your ass don't know nothing about nothing. Don't try to be no damn expert. If you haven't been a disease expert in the past, your ass ain't no disease expert today. But please, 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 please wash them hands, man. Two fingers in the air like a player, because y'all know I'm up out of here for the 992,000. You heard me. Stay away from that Rona. Peace.
I am the greatest.
I call the president. We need the National Guard. We need as many men as you can spare, because we are killing the patriots. So call the dogs off. Send the National Guard, please. They need emergency help.
That ball hit hard. Stretch. Austin Jackson back looks up. You can put it on the board. Yes. Back to back, Jack. And it is 4-1.
His heart out. I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one can stop me. Lex is a conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody as ruthless. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from Nassau. There's no one